local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
.520 left in the fourth quarter. Lakers calls the 30-second timeout. Jeremy Wojcicki trying to slow down the Pirate momentum here as the control swings to the Pirate bench. They lead by 11. Lakers with the ball. Binder feeds it into Zwemer at the left wing. Shooty from NBA range, air ball, and bounces out of bounds. And it'll be high reach ball on the right side of your radio at 90 feet from their own hoop. Eli Kraft brings it up for the Pirates. 5:10 left in the fourth. Passes over to Aaron Ginther on the left wing. Brandon Oswald's going to work in the post. They can't feed it into him. Aaron Christie has him covered. So they get to the high post. Andrew Seamy takes the jump shot right from there. This one's short. Rebound by Guardian. And Shooty brings it up for the Lakers. Trailing by 11. 4:50 left in regulation. Left wing to Christie. Drives into the lane. Does a little bit of a spin move, goes over the shot, and it's blocked by Seaman. And here's Eli Kraft and Aaron Ginther with numbers. Kraft keeps it for himself. Up for the layup, and he has 13 after the layup is good. 13-point lead, largest of the night for the Pirates, comes with 4.5 to play in the fourth. Jared Shooty, top of the key, over to Binder, into Christie in the left corner. Shooty drives into the left wing, back up to Christie for three, left corner, yes! Aaron Christie with a three. He has 5 points. Now it's a 10-point game, 44-34. 4:05 left in the fourth. Plenty of time here for the Lakers to make a run.
That was a big hoop by Christie. Makes it a 10-point ball game.
Josh Schelke now over to Ginther in left wing. Siemens out of the key. Over to Kraft right wing. 3:55 left in the fourth. Josh Schelke. Eli Kraft right wing being guarded by the bearded Binder. Still dribbling, down to the baseline, picks it up, out to Josh Schelke. From the free throw line, takes the jump shot, no good. Rebound, Guardian. He might be small, but he can sure bring in a few rebounds. Dominic Guardian, he's a sophomore, as it's a steal by Andrew Seaman. On transition, Eli Kraft takes the bunny jump shot, no good. And we have a held ball, and that is a Laker possession arrow. So Binder sits down. Evan Kaczynski with four fouls is back in the game. And Lakers has it 90 feet from their own hoop.
It was the right idea to have that extra pass, but usually what you do is if it's free throw line extended, if you're below it, you take the ball to the hoop.
Over to the right corner to Post, and Zwemer goes to work at the right block, and he's in for two. Real smooth and too easy for Paul Zwemer, now with 21 points. Wide open in the right block. Aaron Ginther at left corner, now slowing things down at the wing. 3:02 left in the fourth. It's 44-36, Harbor Reach by 8. Ginther right in the lane, out to Seaman left block against Zwemer. Air balls that one, rebound by Zwemer. Here comes Shooty and the Lakers, trailing by 8 points with 2:50 left in the fourth. Post in the right corner, over to Shooty. Over to Christie, thought about taking the three, dribbles into the free throw line. Now we have an offensive foul. Jerry Majeski can't believe it. That same official called a offensive. And we have a full timeout called by Ron Rubel, as you can hear him in our ambient mic at the scorer's table. You're tuned to WLEW with 2:43 left in the fourth. It's Lakers 36, Harbor Reach by 8 with 44. Clark Ramsey here, and do I have good news for you? I'm proud to announce the Harbor Beach Game Show Series is now accepting family applications for the Family Feud. Want to win cold hard cash? You bet your barn doors you do. Well, all you have to do is email hbgameshow@gmail.com. That's hbgameshow@gmail.com and say, I want to be on the Family Feud. There's more details, but we'll worry about that later. It's all part of the Harbor Beach Game Show Series presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. Saturday, May 11th in downtown Harbor Beach. Apply today. WIW Sports, 2:43 left in the fourth. John Mooney, what do you see out there?
What I'm seeing right now is either Andrew Seaman or Brandon Oswald is being guarded by Zwemer. Now, Zwemer is playing a one-man zone, but he has to have his one-man responsibility. And if I was Harbor Beach, I would go ahead and take that man and move him out, and that way he has to go ahead and sit on one side of the paint. And that way you skip pass, and you've got yourself a nice little uncontested layup on the other side.
As the inbound it, Harbor Beach does 90 feet from their own hoop into the hands of Eli Kraft. He's going against Evan Kaczynski with four fouls. Andrew Seaman in the short corner, drives into the right block, kicks it at Eli Kraft in the middle of the lane for the jump shot, no good. Rebound Seaman goes up for the second shot, and this one's no good. Rebound Zwemer clears the lane. 44-36, Harbor Beach by 8, 2:22 left in regulation. Lakers trying to make a surge here to make this one a ball game. Jared Schutte from the left wing for NBA range, no good. Rebound still loose. And Eli Kraft brings it in the backcourt, goes up for the layup, and he's fouled on the way up and hit in the head. And the shot is good, and he's going to line for one free throw. Fouls on number 34, Lakers, Jared Schutte. That's his first. So far from foul trouble, that's the eighth team foul for Lakers. At the line, shooting one, Eli Kraft trying to make an 11-point game with a made free throw. This one is good, and the difference is at 11, 47-36. And here comes Kaczynski. 2 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Shooting left wing, now to center to Aaron Christie at the free throw line over to Nick Post into the right corner to Kaczynski. Paul Zwemer goes to work from the right block. He's fouled, and the shot is good. And the second three-point play could be coming up for Paul Zwemer. He has 23 points in the night and trying to make it 24. With a made free throw, it would be an 8-point game.
Looks like the foul is on Andrew Seaman, his second.
And the third team foul of Harbor Beach in the second half. Second against Seaman. Free throw is up and good. Paul Zwemer with an excellent showing tonight. He has 24 points. Aaron Christie sits down for Lakers. It's out there for the green and white. We have Evan Kaczynski, Jared Schutte wide open, and the pass inbound to Aaron Ginther. Goes up for the shot. He tried to dunk it, got his hand on the rim. Missed the dunk, but he made the layup off the backboard. So the transition basket is good, and he's now going to line for 2-1.
Yeah, that was from the baseline all the way to, 84 feet. That looked very close to what we saw in football season.
Well, it was Eli Kraft to Aaron Ginther, the favorite duo of the Harbor Beach State Champion team here, as the free throw's no good for Aaron Ginther. That foul was against number 20, Kyle Bender, his first, and the team's ninth. Jared Schutte, top of the key, over to the right corner to Kyle Bender for three. No, rebound. Andrew Seaman stolen away by Bender, though. Minute 35 left. Into Zwemer in the lane. Goes up for the layup, and this one's good. Zwemer with 26 points brings Lakers within 8 at 49-41.
Got full court pressure by the Lakers.
Josh Schalker, Eli Kraft breaks the press in the left wing. Now to the lane. Back out, trying to put in an ice box to Josh Schalker on the left wing. Double team comes from the green and white to Andrew Seaman. Minute 15. Over to Josh Schalke, left wing. Back up to the opposite wing to Eli Kraft, and there's the foul by Nick Post.
Now the Lakers, if they're going to go ahead and foul, they fouled the wrong guy, as far as I'm concerned. Eli Kraft is roughly a 74% free throw shooter, and they had the ball in the hands of Josh Schalke, who, when we've seen him, is roughly around a 45% free throw shooter. What you do is you foul the underclassmen and see what happens.
And that would be the fifth foul against Nick Post. So he is fouled out. He has to sit down. The crowd giving him a standing ovation. The senior has played his last minutes here, more than likely, in the green and white jersey. At the line, shooting two is Eli Kraft. And the first one is good. That was the 10th team foul against Lakers, so they're in double bonus. Second free throw is up, and this one's no good. Rebound Zwemer. It's a 9-point game, a minute 8 to play. Schutte coming up the left side. Over to Christie for three from the left wing. It's up. It's no good. Rebound Zwemer goes back up with it. Misses this one. Puts the second one, second action back up. This one's good. We have a timeout called by Jeremy Majeski. Paul Zwemer makes it a 7-point game for the Lakers, and you're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school sports. 50-43, Harbor Beach by 7 with 56 seconds left.
Winter is in full swing and indoor activities are all the rage. That's right. We at Harjo's Ben Franklin and Pigeon